It's a mild wrap-up to the work week across eastern New York and western New England, and while clouds have dominated through much of the day, there have been some breaks of sunshine during the mid to late afternoon hours. On top of that, we've had some rain come through. Some showers are occurring in spots late this afternoon into early this evening, and that's all as a weak system works its way through. There's still the chance for a passing rain or snow shower this evening. Most areas won't see that much. And then moving into the late night hours, there may still be some lingering snow showers, primarily north and west of the capital region. It has been on the gusty side through the day. Those winds out of the south have helped to push those temperatures up. Well, behind the front, the wind will shift, and that's going to push in some cooler air as the night moves along. So you'll probably want to have a heavier coat if you do have plans tonight. Temperatures late tonight will drop off largely into the 20s, though the wind will make it feel colder than that. And things are looking pretty good here for the weekend, at least through the day tomorrow into Sunday. We will see a mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. There may be a few snow showers at times north and west of the capital region. That shouldn't be a big deal, though, so it looks like it'll be a pretty good day. Maybe if you're going to be out doing some winter activities, it'll be a bit breezy. Not really windy, but breezy tomorrow. And temperatures will be largely in the 30s with some 20s across the higher elevations. The weather stays quiet on Sunday. We'll start off with sunshine. Clouds will increase as a storm system moves closer. Temperatures will be around 30 or so on Sunday, though it'll be probably in the 20s across the north. And then Sunday night into Monday, we'll have a disturbance pass to our south. This is not really a very strong storm. It's not that organized, but there is the potential for at least some light snow Sunday night into Monday that could leave at least a light accumulation across the area. So there's potential for some slippery spots on the roads Monday morning, and then that system will push off to the east by Monday afternoon, but at least plan for the potential for a little bit of snow, especially a late Sunday night through at least the first part of the day on Monday, which of course is President's Day. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Lenz Falls. Tonight, partial clearing, some rain or snow showers this evening, and a chance of snow showers later at night, breezy with lows in the low to mid-20s. And for tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, chance for a few snow showers, breezy, high 26 to 34. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta, tonight, partial clearing, chance of a rain or snow shower this evening, and a chance of snow showers later at night, breezy, with lows in the low to mid-20s. Then for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance for a few snow showers, breezy, high 26 to 34. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield, tonight, chance of an early shower, then partial clearing, breezy, low 25 to 30, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and seasonable, with a high around 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, chance of an early shower, then partial clearing, breezy, lows in the low to mid-20s, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy, with highs in the mid-30s. Region-wide on Sunday, increasing clouds, a high around 30, and on Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers or some light snow, with a high around 30. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.